בשולחן אורך אני יודע סימן פי אלף סיזיין brings in the Ramor over there Cholav Mitzvahs is Cholav Yisrael as I state in the Ramor and by Esem it's mutter for a child, for a baby to be yearning for a Mitzvah but with the Ramor we call Mokoyim it's not Kedai Kotten shouldn't do so and Avada it's better for him to be yearning for Yisrael it's for sure because of Cholav and Agoy it's three problems problem number one is Betamtem is Aleif problem number two it's Moiviz Eteva Ra, whatever that means. And number three, it's mazik him when he gets older. As I stated in the Ramah, that be'ika adir it's muta, but mikol mokim it's not kedai for a child to have it. The goin over there brings santa mokim. Where's the mokim for this Ramah? Look at the goin. So Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the goin. I thought it was muta for Moshe Rabbeinu to be only for the mitzvah. Oh, mikol mokim as I stated in Rashi and Atoya that the parent was asked to speak to Rabbeinu Shloim. Shouldn't be yearning for a mitzvah. As I stated in the going, being the makor for that halacha over there. The shach over there, Sikot Nechavov, brings the yesod, which is again to all the different inyanim we've been discussing until now, and that we'll continue to discuss as well. And he says, we're dealing with a cotton over here, we're dealing with a young baby, a few days old even. Aval Pike, the Ramah says that a person should be mafresh. Not only that, we know the klal, right? The Gemara in Yevamos, for example, Kof Yedalet, the Rashi talks about it, by Richa, the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, no Chaim is a mission. Mem Gimel, that when it deals with the Shaila from a Drabbanon, when a child is being Oisik and a problem, and it's a Drabbanon, to be mafresh the child, I've got no chiyuv, even on the father. The father does not have a chiyuv to be mafresh his child, that the child is doing in it's a Drabbanon. Of a Zuk the Shas, Enoch and Am. Over here we're dealing with an it's a Drabbanon, what is it already? Hollow of a Goy. No. Of a Bikalmokoim because the results of the Timtum Halev are there, it's not Kedai. And we see also the Orach HaShulchan writes the same thing. Says the Orach HaShulchan Yisoid that even though something could be Me'ika Hadin 100% Mutta, no Issa Bachlau, young child, that Bachalah from a Mitzvah, no, what's the Issa? Bikalmokoim, the Timtum Halev of the Orach HaShulchan is something that a person should watch out for. I'll call upon him to take from this something that we have to understand for today, the Ezer Hashem is like this. There are certain things that may be mutter, certain things that may 100% be mutter. They have things inside them which are not 100% kosher. About the halacha, it's okay. If there's a shayla from a Timtum Halev, we see from the Ramah, we see from the Shach, we see from the Orach HaShul, from all the Gedolei Poskim, that even though something might be mutter 100%, they can't it. But if there's a shayla of Timtum Halev, it's not kedai to get involved in such a shayla. So two, for example, halachas that we're going to deal with a little bit today, and Be'ez Hashem next week, more barichas, is number one, the shayla with medicines. Medicine! Many, many medicines, whether it be in pill form, whether it be in liquid form, whether it be in cream form, have a major shayla with mamash treifas mamash. Treifas mamash, not chumras. Posh treifas. Now there's a major shayla with that. To take something, could be mutter. A shayla from a chayla, could be allowed to do it. The shayla is normal. Are we dealing with the shayla of Timtum Halev or not? If it's a Timtum Halev, so maybe we should find some alternative. If it's not a Timtum Halev because it's mutter, mabaya, same thing applies, toothpaste. So, how many times? There's many, many shaylas will speak up, is there shayla, they got a toothpaste, they got a liquid soap, dishwasher soap, all these sorts of things, even silver polish, right? And we eat it. It's not the point. But it goes on to the bath, it goes on to your food, and you end up drinking something. So these are something, again, there's many, many occasions, but we have to be mazbe and show it. Is there Timtum Halev or is there not Timtum Halev in such a thing? There's another big mitzvah there which we're not going to get to this time, and it's a shayla of an eye drops. They have eye drops that are mamash traitors mamash, it goes in your eye, mabaya. So the problem is that the eye eventually leads down to the mouth. And in certain we find it drips down into the throat, and you're eating mamash. Derech achila, maybe it's called not derech achila. But it's a shayla in the poskim, if that is all a shayla or not. Which Be'ez Hashem, maybe next week we'll go into the sugya of medicines. If they need a haksha, they don't need a haksha. Even if you're buying medicine, that's straight. When is it mutter to have it? That Be'ez Hashem will try, really neda, to get into the shayla of next week. This week I want to go into the shayla of the tintum of the shayla of bets and of creams. And the gabe mouthwashes and toothpastes and things like that. Now, I've heard that there's more of a mokim to be makel than what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Shulchan and the Shach were talking over there in your day, Simon Pe'alim. Because over there we're talking about an Issa de Rabbanon Ve'en. They were talking about a case of a child having congesting a real Issa du Rabbanan Be'en. Mashenken over here with the shayla that we're dealing with, we're not dealing with an Issa du Rabbanan Be'en. We're dealing with something that's mixed up into other things. It's in the Taruvus v'choli v'choli. So there's a big mockum to be machalik and say that the Timtum Malay that we mentioned over there from the Ramah, look, that was over there when it's Be'en. Over here when it's not Be'en, Lav Dafka has the same Haggadora and it could be more made. So we'll start as well. Toothpaste. So every toothpaste includes a lot of different ingredients. I've been researching all the different types of ingredients and different toothpaste over the years, what's changed, b'choli b'choli. One of the biggest problems, which is a problem you will see in Hashem, like Gabi medicine's tremendous, is glycerin. Glycerin is something that used to be, and often very much nowadays is, made from animal fats, which are mamash traitors. Could be, not all cases. Many cases, the glycerin, which is in a lot of the, for example, the children medicine, we'll have to be married this for Eitz Hashem next week, but a lot of the children medicine that you have, obviously if it's got a heksha, we're not discussing, but if it's not got a heksha, so there's a lot of syrups out there that contain a lot of glycerin, which is a tremendous shayla of traitor's mamash. So in toothpaste, one of the main ingredients that caused the problem with kashrus was the glycerin shayla that's derived from animal fats, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Not only that, it can be up to a third of the actual ingredient. That's quite a lot. A third of the ingredients. Zichonot bottle b'shishim. So the shayla is, do you have to buy toothpaste with a heksher or not? So many years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal came out in Emes Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch in the Oros there. He writes very, very clearly in the Yom Deus and the Kuf Gimel, which is the sugya of Noyes and Tam Nivgam. And he writes over there, Klar, that it's 100% mutter to buy toothpaste without any heksher. Not to buy heksher. You buy regular toothpaste, whichever one you want. No, no, come in at the ingredients. What's the issue? So the Hedger, he says, is like this. The Iker ingredient was calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is a nice word for chalk. That's basically what the main ingredient of toothpaste was chalk. And they had a nice fancy name, calcium carbonate, the saver. It's completely unedible. You cannot eat such a thing. You cannot eat this type of chalk, whatever it is, and you put it to toothpaste, you can put it on, but to eat it, it's not got shem achila, and therefore it's completely not edible b'chalav. Bittul b'shishim zukav Yaakov applies to food. By non-food in Yonim, we don't say bittul b'shishim. There's always going to be bittul b'roi, because it's always a third bearer. There's always going to be roi k'negdoi. In case of Yaakov, no shayla b'chalav. By any toothpaste that you want, without an extra, it's going to have to be. As I was the Psaq of Rabbi Yaakov, and many of the Gedolim in America and Chutz Lorets and all over the world took on this Psaq from Rabbi Yaakov in different forms and different shapes from this Heter. The problem is, like a lot of the Heterim that we've been discussing recently, things changed, right? Companies from toothpaste companies have been researching all sorts of ways to make the toothpaste more geschmack, whether it be tastier, whether it be nicer to go on your teeth, or holy b'chole. So I'll be there, because of these problems, because of these changes, a lot of things have changed, and therefore calcium carbonate is kamat. Again, it could be, but in most cases, it's kamat not used b'chalal. And the most common ingredient nowadays is hydrated silica. Hydrated silica is also not something that can be 100% kosher, but it's unedible, completely unedible, and it's only a fifth of the ingredients. Whereas the majority of the ingredients of a regular toothpaste could, not every case, again, I have to say, not in every case, but a lot of cases are edible. Which case being the Heter for Rabbi Yaakov, which a lot of Gedolim was famous on, to say that you can just go to the shop, pick a nice toothpaste that, you know, advertises who knows what on it, and it cleans your teeth nicely, the Heter Gomel, the Heter doesn't apply. The Heter Rabbi Yaakov doesn't apply anymore, because the Yisoid is that it changed the Mahalot of how they made it. So let's go to the sugya now of what are the Heterim Lemaitza to buy toothpaste without a Heksha, if there are. So the first and most important Heter, which is basically going to lead us on to the Heter, the same thing by silver polish, and the same thing maybe by liquid soap, dishwasher soap, fairy liquid, b'choli b'choli. So same Heter, so on the same lines. Is the soda pogum. Noisen tan lefgam. So we discussed here before. Noisen tan lefgam is the pshat. Look, let's take a simple case of b'choli b'choli. Noisen tan lefgam is, you have bleers inside the kedera, you get bleers of a fleishik inside a pot. After 24 hours, we already discussed, the bleers become pogum. They're no longer called a geschmack of a shvach. Bleers, they've got no tam anymore. It's stale, that's what they say in English, and therefore there are no issa bachlal and midoraisa. If you're cooking that in midor abonim b'etzem, there's no problem bachlal. There's exeil not to do it. Also, you might cook into the other one b'chole b'chole. The Maisa Pogum means it's no longer in its edible Gishmak state, and therefore the Maisa is going to be Mutter. What does this apply to us? What's the gate to us? We have ingredients in many, many things. And again, as you said, it's also said also in medicine, which we'll discuss next week, but we'll discuss it over here. Maisen Danif Gam is Mutter. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah, some of Zayin Mabez tells us, Maisen Danif Gam is Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way clearly near there in the middle of Simon Kuf B. Maisen Danif Gam is Mutter. Now, there are two different types of Maisen Danif Gam. There's something that's pogum in Gansen, completely unedible. You cannot eat such a thing. And there's something that's only a little bit pogum. Now, that's already going to be a skillet, it's going to be enough gemina for us. Something that's completely pogum, let's start with that. Something that's completely not edible at all. Completely not edible. Min hatoyah, there is no issa to eat such a thing. Min hatoyah, you can eat something, which we'll give an example in a moment, which is pogum. If it's completely unedible, midoraisa, it's mutter. Midrabonon, it's still awesome. Midrabonon, it's awesome. When is it awesome? Midrabonon, if it's oimid bifnei atzmoi. If the dog of pogum is here by itself, and I eat it, so then an achanami. Midraisa, mutter. Midrabonon, it's awesome. But once you mix it into something else, it comes into a taroivus, you put it into a mixture, so that's a whole different picture. What's the halacha if you have a dog of pogum, completely pogum, that's mixed into something else? So we have a Betzim of Eshayin in the Gemara. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah Samach Zayin between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. The Machlokes over here is in a Machlokes, how do you douse in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Noisechu kol nevela asher b'sharecha. So there's a Machlokes how we douse in the Pasuk. The drasha that the Gemara says, nevela haroi legeh koi nevela, she'en roi legeh eina koi nevela. If the nevela is roi to be eaten, then it's going to deliver the nevela. If it's not right to be eaten, then it's not going to be an Aveda. So that's what the Gemara darshens the Pasuk. Simple, you say, if it's right to be eaten, it's a problem. If it's not right, then it's not a problem. What's the Machlokes? So this Machlokes is the Merdeka Machlokes. Remain. Shitus Remain the Gemara is that the Lomdus, when do we say that if it's Aimer right, it's not right for a get, then it's not going to be considered, it's not going to be called an Aveda? That's only if it became spoiled, and then after it became spoiled, then it became offset. But if it was already offset before, it was already a piece of nevela, the fact that a nevela goes moldy doesn't lift the issue of nevela. It still blabs a nevela. I've got a nevela there that happens to be moldy, but it doesn't make it mutter. That's the sheet of Rameh. Reb Shimon is a tremendous meikur over here. Reb Shimon holds no. Even if I have a piece of nevela mamish that goes completely moldy, it goes completely off. I can't eat it b'chlal. In a roilach, in a ganzen. Such a thing, zur, Reb Shimon in the Gemara, is 100% mutter, b'doraisa, and you can eat it. So we have a major machlokes in the Gemara. And I have something that's omer b'fnei atzmoi, and it's pogum. Is it a maisa going to be mutter or osa, depending on when it became osa? How do we pass from this machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir? So the Rash passed is that Reb Shimon to be mekel, so passed the Rosh. The Nodi Yehuda brings in the Madura Kama Yodeus and Chavot. He brings Kama Vakama Raya that the Rambam is Choylik and the Rambam is Machma like Shitas Reb Meir. Lemaisa, when it comes to, for example, a serum like Basa B'cholav, where Basa B'cholav is even Asa Afidu Shaloike Derech Achila Ayim Biskei Shuv over there at the beginning of Pesach. So the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is when you have something of Issa, you have something that Be'etim, according to Reb Meir, that you go Vechiyad Minat Torah, the fact that it becomes moldy doesn't take off the issa. Masha'in in the corner of Reb Shimon, it's only going to be an issa durabonim. So the maisa, going back to where we started, if I have an issa that's omid bifnei atzma, it's a piece of issa, and it's standing by itself, it's at least going to be an issa durabonim. Once it's mixed up into something else, once it's mixed up into heta, it's mutter lechatchila to eat it, you don't even need roiv. The gzeira was only chal when it's bifnei atzmoi. The gzeira is rabbonim to eat something by itself is only bifnei atzmoi. Once it's mixed into something else, oh, it's a whole different story. You don't even need roiv. It's mixed into heta, mutter, lechatchila to eat it. Even if it's not roiv, kenegdo. So number one, if a toothpaste would be that metzias, if it would be that I have iser in there, if feeling like we just mentioned, it's not bittel beroiv, I don't need bittel beroiv. If I don't need bittel beroiv, so l'choyr it should be mutter. The only problem is that most of the issa that's in a toothpaste is not dafka pogum in ganzen. It's not completely unedible. That being the case, wants the heter to be soymechon over here. So the heter to be soymechon, especially if nowadays we have a lot of flavored toothpastes, a lot, especially the children's ones. The flavored toothpaste makes it a little bit more of a problem. Because here I have a toothpaste that enoch and amit got things in there that are not very lachina. But it's a gishmak taste, a nice mint taste, a strawberry taste, whatever it may be. So that's machli a little bit of shvach into the ister, which is a little bit of more of a problem. Because we're not dealing with something that is not aimed to be completely unedible. By the way, mouthwash is the same halacha as well. Apart from problems on Pesach, which is a major problem with the listerine types as well, which is a problem of chometz on Pesach, but that we're not going into. A mouthwash could be the same problem, except when it comes to mouthwash, there's generally not so much glycerin inside it. Glycerin is normally found more in toothpaste than it's found by mouthwash. Alkoponim. The heter of pogum, a little bit shvach to be soymechon. We've got something, because it's pogum tzas. The problem is we've got a nice taste. What do we do lemaisa? So the hatzvi is a moedig tshuva. The hatzvi in Yerideya, in Siman Sadi Hay, brings down the shaila of toothpaste. Are you allowed or are you not allowed to use toothpaste without a heksha? And he wants the taina, it's 100% mutter, you don't need a heksha. What's the pshat? So the hatzvi pushes. It's a te'ima beloy belia. Te'ima b'chal, that's all it is. Te'ima, you put it into your mouth, except for kids. Nobody swallows the toothpaste. You put it in your mouth, you spit it out, that's called the te'ima. Te'ima beloy belia is mutter. As I pass the meisen hatzvi. Ah, you'll tell me the Ramah. Is it a fusha Ramah, kum chesed hey, that says that te'ima beloy belia is isa, not allowed. So the hatzvi, enochanami. Since we're dealing with this, the Rabbanon, and I have this you can be makel. In which case, the Hatzvi's psak halacha is, when it comes to a mouthwash and a toothpaste, even if there's Isser inside it, since we've got two etayrim, number one, we've got the pogum heta, number two, the ikke heta he leaves with is a heta of te'ima beloy belia, it's only a taste, zub the Hatzvi, it's muta. The river is a fryer. In Chayit Beisim and Yud brings Rav Moshe Zatzal to exactly the same heter. That Rav Moshe held that there's no need for a person to buy toothpaste with a heksha because of the main heter he said it's called Te'ima Beloy Bliya. That's not called eating. Chazal never goes on such a thing. There is only one Nekuda that Hartzvi discusses. And he says that normally, on the side of a Te'ima Beloy Bliya, there's still a Sadrabonot. There's a Gzeil on a Te'ima, Otu and might come to eat it. I made the same thing over here. Maybe the same thing over here. A te'ima or to bliya. Maybe I will come to eat it. And I mean, those people don't, but it's still shy to gzeir. See, he brings the rivosh. Now the rivosh says in Echanam, the gzeir is only something that has a real gishmak taste. This doesn't have such, it might have a nice mint taste. Okay, by the way, I'll Peter Rosen, they say if you have too much toothpaste, it's mumsh can make a person sick. A little bit a person can have. It's gishmak. Oh, but too much, he says over there, it's not gedai. A person can mumsh come sick. I'll call him out three paskins, that it's called a te'ima below bliya, the male of its mutter. Rebelski Shlita from America says Nishta, so he doesn't go with this mahalach, and Rebelski learns that since we were only being soymech on the heta of Rav Yaakov, and the heta of Rav Yaakov doesn't anymore apply, in came the psak lemaisa of Rebelski Shlita, is that a person like Hatzchela should always buy a toothpaste with a hersha. Rav Shammai Grossman, Sheva Tekahosi, same psak as well, that like Hatzchela, a person should always buy a toothpaste with a hersha. So, no homo. There's rather a tremendous mocking for a person to be making al pida hatzvi, al pida rabosh in the river Sephraim. Oh, but there's rather a mocking, especially when it's so easy for a person to buy toothpaste with a hersha. Derech agav, also, people often think, you know, you buy toothpaste with a hersha, so in the stom I'm not going to get such a good, you know, clean teeth, or it's not going to do such a good job. That's a kosher version. Stom is not so good. The mitzvah is completely no shaykhus. If you look at the ingredients, every single toothpaste you'll find, go to the next shop where they have like 20 makes of toothpaste. I've seen it before. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, go all the way to 20. Look at the ingredients of every single one. They come out exactly the same. Every single one's got one basic ingredient, the ingredient of fluoride, with a few added pieces as well. All the added nafkaminas between 1, 2, 3, 4, b'chule, the only nafkamina is a nafkamina of the color, maybe the nafkamina of the taste, nafkamina of the texture, b'chule, all the non-important things. The ikka cleaning is all exactly the same. There's no difference in the kosher version and the non-kosher version. It's not non-kosher, but without a heksha, the main person shouldn't think he's giving up on having better, nicer teeth. I'll be buying a kosher version. Dental floss, by the way, also presents a similar shaila. Dental floss also has all sorts of things on it that could be not kosher or whatever it may be. The ma'aser of Elisha is Zatzal Paskin, that is no Isser Bechlal, and no absolutely no tzoyer to get up with a heksha for two reasons. He said, number one, even though Te'imaka Achila could be, but over here that's not called the Derech Hanah. Number two, he says, it's such a weak town, such a weak thing is left in your mouth, by dental floss, a person doesn't have a problem b'chlal. Moving on to the shayla of silver polish and soap, all sorts of things. Again, we don't generally eat our plates and our bechels, but if we're putting food on them, and we're going to be washing it up with hot water, so we're going to have a problem. Because Piyah do a hot water, pushes the bleeds inside. And if we're dealing with soap, and all sorts of things, people, for example, when they silver polish their bechels and all these things, afterwards we'll wash it off with hot water, which a mother could theoretically push the bleeds of Issa inside, if it's considered to be Issa. So it's something we have to understand. Do we need to have to watch out for such a thing like silver polish? Do we have to watch out for soap, liquid soap, very liquid? So there's an interesting halacha which also has enough gemin in the creams, and that's as follows. The Beis Yosef brings an Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim says that a person should not use soap because it's made from animal fat. Made from animal fat. What's the makor of the Orchas Chaim? Same thing as the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah and involvement with Beis says, famously so, Sicha Kishtiya. Sicha Kishtiya, like a Sugiv Yom Kippur. That just like a person has to eat something as trait, or even a kippah, eat anything, Sikha is not the same madriga as the Hanah, and Sikha, Kishtiya, and the Melech is a problem. Zugda Orchas Chaim. If I have a soap, that inside the soap is forbidden fat, all sorts of things are made inside soaps, right? There were Russian children that came to America, they all used to say that there were certain games that they played in Russia, there was nothing that they had over there, nothing. The only game that they used to play was tasting the soap. That's what they used to do. The Poshah used to have in turns, and this one, and who wins and who loses. This is the joke. This moment, it was gefelach a taste. But it was mamash shayla of trefus, because it was made from animal fat mamash. The Orchas Chaim learns that if you have soap that's made from animal fat, just like you can't eat it, you can't use it for your hands as well, because of this yisod of sicha kishtir. To use it on your hands, even though I'm not eating it, is a problem of sicha. It's got a din like shtia and mamela, it's a problem. Now that's the psak of the Orchas Chaim that the Beis Yosef brings. Many rishonim mucholik on the Orchas Chaim. Tosfos, for example, in the Sugya 9 Zayin of Dan Yuma, says, no, the Orchas Chaim was talking about the Gavi Yom Kippur. What's the shaykh that's the regular Issa? What's the shaykh that's the regular soap that's got forbidden things inside it? That's what the sheet of Tosis over there. There's a Tosis in Nidin on the base of an Arab that brings over in Utah. That says it's only the chumas, only by oil, nothing else. Sikh is normally by oil, you're smearing on the oil, mechatate is going on the soap. Al Kaponim, tremendous machoikis in the Rishonim, machoikis in the Poiskin, machoikis in the Achoinim, machoikis the Shah, and the Taz, and the Goin. Tremendous machoikis. If or not, these things are awesome. There's a very interesting Ramah in the Rechayim, Shin Chavov Sit Yud, in the Sugya of Vechitza. Sugya Vechitza on Shabbos. It talks over there about goizens, it talks about all sorts of soaps that remove hair. One of the things the Ramah says is an interesting thing. The Ramah says it's also for a person to use this type of soap on Shabbos. Zug the Goin, a deal from the Ramah that Shabbos is also of a weekday, also. Inside the soap was all sorts of fats of the Goin. The Maaseh of the Ramah obviously wasn't choshish for that. The Goin is machmir. The Be'alocha says the minig is not like the Goin. And the Be'alocha says that if you have an opportunity between a soap that's kosher and a soap that's not, obviously you should pick the one that's going to be kosher. Now, Adkan, until the Ramah, the problem with soap, comes along the Pichadosh and says, hold on a minute. The whole machlokes over there was talking about a machlokes in what? It was talking about edible soap. The soaps in those days were a little bit edible. I'll give you an example. There was a Swedish chemist that lived approximately 200 years ago. 200 years ago was a Swedish chemist. And this chemist was very, very famous. I don't remember the name. It was famous for tasting every single chemical that he ever tested in the laboratory. He tested even if it was poisonous. And it was reported that he actually tasted as well soap. And he said, it didn't actually taste so bad. Didn't actually taste so bad. That's what he said 200 years ago. That's why he's over there by the ferry. Oh, but that's what he said. The Prichodosh writes, and in those days, we were dealing with soap that was edible. Nowadays, the Prichodosh, where the soaps that we have are not edible, b'chlal, so there's no machlaikas. The old machlaikas, the shayim, machlaikim, and poiskim. We're talking about edible. Now we're dealing with non-edible, there is no machlaikas. The Orchas Shulchan says exactly the same thing. Says the Orchas Shulchan, the machlaikas was only by edible. Nowadays, they're not edible, it's mutter. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Rav Moshe Yeridea, Chayit Beisim and Lama talks about dishwasher and washing up soap. And he writes the shayla where the person has to be medayek. Again, we're not talking about Pesach. Pesach is a whole different gather. But again, during the whole year, does the person have to medayek and have to get kosher? So the Rav Moshe writes, absolutely no inyan b'chlal. You can use 100% tracer soap. There's no shayla b'chlal. It's completely unedible, and therefore it's mutter. Now, agav, nowadays, most of the soaps that we're going to be dealing with, like liquid dishwasher soaps and all these things, generally do not contain animal activities and ingredients because of all the vegetarian and all the, you know, the health things that are around the world, that they don't like all these animal derivatives and whatever it is. So, Kaponim, most of the ones we're dealing with, we have two attainments. Number one, that the hetzer is completely unedible. Again, that doesn't mean that if by mistake a little bit of soap goes in your mouth, you taste it, it's not mamish. You know, that person's not going to die off more than fun from it. It's not so bad, but it's not something that a person can eat. It's not really mamish la'achila. It's called a shikol bogan, and therefore there's no issa b'chlal. Hetzer number two is that this hetzer, that most times you don't have this problem because it doesn't contain animal fats as well. By the way, the same thing applies also, obviously, to silver polish on a much higher degree, because silver polish obviously is completely bogum, and therefore it's completely inu al-khila. There is no shayla b'chlal with such a thing. Just for derech agav, on this inyan of being bogum, a fellow came to me not long ago with a whole shtickel Torah. And he wanted a taina that if a person eats fleishik, eats meat, eats steak, if he would have a mouthwash, which is bogum, it's like a bogum, I can bogum the bleers, I can bogum the meat inside my teeth. And then after that, I can email. He had a whole shikul Torah. He bought me a semach tzedek and a machlokes semach tzedek and a Moshe. That semach tzedek holds no. That semach tzedek says no to be poikim. It's only b'di'eva, but not a chatzchila. But Moshe holds no. It's even a chatzchila. You can a chatzchila be poikim. So he came to me. He said, "Ganz the shikul Torah." So the fear of Moshe that you're allowed to poikim is not a chatzchila. Which, by the way, all the factories that you eat from are all semach on this. Erev Pesach, when they go into a hotel, which they often get the hotel before Pesach, mamish less than 24 hours before Pesach, and they have to kosher the entire hotel for Yom Tov. So they don't have 24 hours, they can't wait for any binyonis. They're all somer on poigim. They take all these bleaches and they bleach the whole place over there in order to make sure it's fogged. But Moshe holds it's the chatzchila. And told him, it doesn't make any sense what you're saying. It's all very nice to be the Rambam. Not to be Rashi. That shows the time inside your mouth. It's obviously going to be a tower for 6 hours. I don't understand where he was coming from, but I can find him. That's one thing. Last thing is the lip balm problem, which is when you put things on your lips during the winter, whatever it is, because they get chapped lips, gets very, very dry. So the shayla is, do you have to be makbid on something that's kosher or not? Now, I got to know that a lot of the things that go in over there could be trefus v'nevelus mamish. Mamish trefus v'nevelus. I'll give you a dugma. One of the most important ingredients that keeps the lips moist is 45% of tallow. Tallow is a type of shuman from cattle. It's mamish a din of trefus v'nevelus. It's a tremendous problem that they dealt with in all of these balms and these creams that go on a person's lips, was a shadows of trefus mamish. Now, the meister, the metzias is, as far as they checked up, a lot of the popular makes that people use, I don't know exactly in America and what goes on exactly in all the places, but for example in England, there's something over here as well, there's all of these things called chapstick and blitztex, and all these things. Vaseline, by the way, there's agav as well. Vaseline, generally, there's no chashash of tarifas, because posh, it's only got one main ingredient, that's petroleum. Petroleum generally is okay. That's the icky ingredient, and therefore you're okay. Sometimes, from time to time, they change the ingredient. They put all sorts of things in there. You should watch out that the icky ingredient is petroleum, and that's the roiv. Then it's bottled beroiv, and it's not oichel, and we said that's about going to be mutter. Nivea, for example. Nivea make a whole range of products that go for the person's lip, and therefore it's 100%, I even spoke to the Gadassi about it in London, they were masking, there's no shayla b'chlal. Any of the Nivea, you can even use it Pesach, by the way, most of them, you have to check before Pesach. Oh, but most of the ones are 100% kosher, you put on the lips, they don't have any ingredients b'chlal whatsoever. They say you've got to watch out for one ingredient also, because I have to look at the ingredients, something called grape seed oil. It's actually written as Vitas vinifera. Look at that. But as taking on the ingredients, you've got to watch out for such a thing, because that kind of thing could be mamish a shayla of trefus. Teething gel as well, like Bongella, for example, it could be kosher as well. And Kaponim, you have to know a lot of these things. Again, to buy one with a hafshah is a double poshah. We're not dealing with that. Go to the shop and buy with a hafshah. But to buy without a hafshah, in a lot of the cases, you don't even need a hafshah b'chlal, because all the ingredients are generally going to be kosher b'chlal. Just to end with one thing that we started, the Chofetz Chaim, at the end of Parsha Shmini, brings a moshel, a gabi tum to Malay, and he says, the moshel, the man of a doim, a person that's rogel and ma'ifas yisuris. He says, a person that's at the somim shop, or an oral shop, oh, the skin, they smell, smell. The first day he goes to work in his shop, he can barely breathe. Every 10 minutes he's going out of the shop to get some fresh air. Oh, the next day, he can go for the half an hour. The next day after that, 2 hours. And eventually he's completely okay with the whole thing. It becomes wrong in it. Zutta Chofetz Chaim is the same thing over here. Zutta Chofetz Chaim, when we're dealing over here with someone that's not nizda in Maitros or Suris, with things that he puts in his mouth, and again, with the thing by the lips as well, it's negeh also. Sticha, it's also negeh when a person eats, it goes into his mouth, mamish kederach achila. And therefore, Zutta Chofetz Chaim, when a person's not careful what he eats, so he becomes so rugged in the Timtum Halev, eventually it has no effect in him b'chalal, and therefore he can end up eating things which are even worse. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll try to go to the sugya of kashrus in medicines.